Welcome everyone to week number four here of KMZA Locker Room Chats here with head coach of the Centralia Panthers, Roger Holthaus. I'm Krennan Prophet. The Centralia Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. Well, so far through three games in the season, 2-1 overall, 2-0 in the league, wrapping up the league play this Friday against Dauphin West and also starting in districts. But we'll talk about that more in segment number two. First, we got to talk about that last matchup on Friday last week, a 44-8 victory over the Onega Buffaloes, back-to-back seasons, beating them by 36 points in the regular season. Coach Holthaus, what can you tell me about that matchup last Friday?
I thought our defense played extremely well. We created four turnovers. I think they led to maybe 14 or 20 points, whatever it was. But I thought defensively, I thought we tackled better. I thought we got to where we needed to get to better, and we created turnovers. So I was very, very pleased with the defensive side of the football.
Well, I know a big thing there talking about that offensive side of the football. Quinton Aldifer, great game for him. You know, was able to use his legs well for over 241 rushing yards off 25 carries, as well as in the air with 61 yards and a touchdown. He also had three rushing touchdowns with his legs. What can you tell me about the offense last week?
I thought we blocked a little better. I thought we stayed locked on those blocks a little bit better. I thought we played with more of a chip on our shoulder than we did the week before. Now, you know, granted, we're not going to see another mid Buchanan, but I thought we did some things better Friday night. We did the previous Friday night. Quinton ran well. I thought Xavier Beckman ran well. I thought Dagan ran well. I thought our offensive line at times blocked fairly well. The thing I really probably disappointed in was our penalties. We had a lot of penalties, and we got to clean that stuff up to continue to get better.
Yeah, you mentioned the penalties. That first half was kind of riddled with them, but then going the second half, that team felt like they made a pretty comfortable adjustment. I mean, you were only up 15-0 at half, halftime ending with an interception into the end zone, but, you know, you led 44-0 at one point before allowing Onega to tack on just one touchdown at the last minute of the game left. I know you had a lot of starters taken out there, but what can you really tell me about that game at halftime? What was that conversation you had with your men in that locker room that got their turning point to get back in that game and to come out and dominate the rest of the game?
Well, I think it was we just kind of told at halves, so listen, we felt like we left two touchdowns, out on the field and then put them on the thing, catch them in. We just got to quit making dumb penalties. And, you know, I get the holding ones in a while, but the ones that drive me nuts are the 5-yard penalties. Those are mental mistakes. And we had about three or four of those. And they're drive killers. And just pretty much told them, you're beating yourself right now. It's not so much what they're doing, but we're just hurting ourselves right now. And credit the kids. They went out in the second half and played much, much better.
Well, real quick, a player who you mentioned a little bit earlier, kind of having himself a game, 98 yards on the ground, including a touchdown, rushing just a total of six times, Xavier Beckman. What can you tell me about him getting integrated here into the offense?
I think he's a kid to come out of Hiawatha, so I think he's still learning the system. Still kind of understanding what's going on, and I felt like Friday night he had a tackle on defense that I think the light switch kind of come on in his head. I think he got comfortable. You can see him getting comfortable with the other kids. And I thought he offensively played extremely well. Offensively, he was at tailback at times. So hopefully we can continue that, and hopefully he continues to get better and better.
What can you tell me on the defensive side real quick about your player, Dagan Rondebaum, who was absolutely incredible in the secondary, two interceptions against Onega. And what can you tell me about that secondary? I mean, they came up in pretty big moments in that game, shutting down some immediate momentum on that side. And I'm kind of going back here through that game. There was that bad punt snap that set Onega up on your 25-yard line. Then right after that, interception by Rondebaum, kind of how big was that?
Oh, that was huge. That's huge. We always preach that we screw up. Defense jobs to try to get that ball back as fast as you can get. Don't let them have a touchdown. So I thought they did good. I tell you what, Dagan does a great job of it, and he had two great interceptions. But the kid can tackle, and he's a great old-field tackler. And when you got a corner that can old-field tackle, that sure helps you out. I thought he played a great game defensively at the corner position. We're not bad tackling back in the secondary. Him and Quinn are pretty good old-field tacklers, so I'm pretty confident those two sitting back there.
We'll talk in segment number two here, the first district matchup as well as the final league matchup here on this season for Centralia as they go on the road and take on Dauphin West this Friday. Hello, everyone, and welcome to segment number two here of the Centralia Locker Room Chat. I'm Krenner Proppit alongside here head coach of the Centralia Panthers, Roger Holthouse. Again, 2-1 start to the season, 2-0 in the league, having not lost a league title since 2016. So it's been a lot of consecutive years where Centralia has dominated this Twin Valley League, a chance to wrap it up here this Friday against a familiar opponent in Dauphin West, as well as to start district play. Coach Holthouse, what can you tell me this Friday and the Mustangs team you will face?
They're young. You're young and athletic. You know, they're going to play hard. So we're going on the road. So we got to match their intensity. That's going to be huge for us. So we just got to play. We just got to do what we do and don't make mistakes. Don't turn a thing over. Try to create turnovers and hopefully that's good enough to win a football game.
Well, last season, Dauphin West did their first three games. They gave up 101 points. Now they've only given up 68 points here through their first three games. How are you going to get that offense up and quick on the board against the Mustangs?
I think we're going to do what we try to do. And we're going to try to run the football. We'll play action pass off it. We can't control all of what Donovan West is doing, but I know we can control what we're doing. And what we got to do is we got to block and we got to stay locked on blocks and we got to hit holes hard and we got to wrap up. We got to tackle. Little things that win you football games. We have to do that, and that's kind of our goal going into Friday night.
Yeah, and again, this is a Dauphin West team, kind of revised, different from last year. What are you seeing here on the film that you might have to adjustment off of last year's 58-14 victory?
Speed. They got a little more speed back there than they had last year. It's young, but whether it's young or old, it's still speed. And so we got to adjust that. And we are playing on at the college, so that's going to be turf. So they're going to play a little faster on turf. So, again, it comes down to we got to tackle, we got to block, and we'll go from there.
Lastly, one thing real quick. Again, you're entering district plays. How important are all these early district games as well as all these district games coming up? But also, you start the district here on the road back-to-back here against Dauphin West and Marhill Mount Academy.
You like to be at home, but this is how the schedule worked out. And, whether it's the first district game or you're playing for a state title and in November, you still got to do what you got to do, and you got to focus on what you got to focus on. And, that's just football. So I don't think one district game is bigger than another district game, or I don't think it's, that important that you play on the road or you play at home. So you got to go do what you do and do it the best of your ability.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time, as always, here on the Centralia Locker Room Chats. Again, here with head coach of the Centralia Panthers, Roger Holthouse. Coach, thank you for joining.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This Centralia Locker Room Chat was brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agri Enterprise. Again, the Centralia Panthers ending league play here this Friday against Dauphin West, as well as they start their district play here on the road against the Mustangs.